Welcome to Reawaken Your Voice. I'm Lainey Prendeville Crawford, holistic voice coach, singer, song weaver. I believe the song in your heart holds medicine for yourself and for the world. And yet too often, something happens along the way. We shut down our voice and our song goes unsung. Whether you stopped singing years ago or have always harbored an unrealized dream to start, if you're ready to finally give voice to those unsung songs in your heart, then take my hand as I guide you to free yourself from the inner critic, reignite your creativity, find your courage, sing with confidence, and reawaken those dormant parts of yourself aching for a revival. So dust off your songbooks, tune up your guitar, bust out your singing bowls, your shakers, your drum. Actually, all you really need is your voice, your breath, open ears, and an open heart. Let's play. Welcome to the very first episode of Reawaken Your Voice. I am so excited to be embarking on this journey with you, this adventure. That's what it is. That's how I see it. I'm just sitting here in my home office studio, surrounded by my plants and my instruments, sipping on some tea. It's slippery elm bark, so it's really soothing for the voice. And I just lit a new candle, so it smells like an apple orchard in here. I've definitely got the ambiance going on. I just wanted to feel really cozy, like we're sitting down together, connecting heart to heart. Because what I ultimately want to do is inspire you to share what's within your heart through this beautiful human instrument, your voice. So today I just want to lay out a vision for the podcast and tell you a little bit about my story so you have a deeper understanding of where I'm coming from, why I'm creating this space for you, where we're going together, and why I feel called to speak and teach on reawakening your voice. So, hi, I'm Lainey, wife, mama, freedom-loving creative spirit. I love singing and traveling, writing, exploring, going on adventures. I love to play. I'm very much a child at heart, so I see this as our playground. Like, we get to play together, we get to have fun, we get to let it be fun. Always. I'm a holistic voice teacher, a creativity coach, singer-songwriter, and I help women who stopped singing to find their voice again through healing their singing story, reigniting their creative expression, and finally sharing the song in their heart. So if you know you have music inside of you, but you keep finding all the reasons why you can't let it out, or if you feel like you shut down your voice years ago and you wonder if you can ever get it back. Whether singing used to be a big part of your life or it's just always been an unspoken dream, the kind that keeps pulling at your heartstrings and it will not let you go. Welcome home. I created this space for you because I know the pain of holding it all in. And I know from experience that it will not go away until you allow yourself to sing with the freedom you're longing for, and to share your voice in the way you've been called. You know, this is really the podcast I needed when I was holding back, hiding, burying my gifts, keeping my music to myself, or when I wasn't making music at all. Yeah. Or when I was hoarding these songs in my heart because I was too afraid to share them. My story is a healing journey with my voice. I've always believed in the healing power of music, but the voice specifically. There's just this vulnerability that is so human. You know, the voice has a beautiful way of touching a part of ourselves that we may have forgotten. And that can stir up so many things. Because maybe some things we would rather forget. And maybe some things, when we remember, it's like coming back home to yourself. Like this treasure has been rediscovered within you that was always there. This is the power of the voice. The profound healing power of the voice is what led me to start out studying music therapy. And yet, halfway through my studies, I shifted focus to voice performance. I just fell in love with the human instrument, and I wanted to explore its full potential, from the heights to the depths and everything in between. I just loved the raw emotion of it all. That raw expression. So that led me down this path of classical training, becoming a professional opera singer, performing in German opera houses, and then living in Vienna, Austria, working with a voice coach, preparing to audition for agents. So there I was in this city of dreams for classical musicians. And I was in the middle of a voice lesson. And I remember my voice coach was going deep into something I'm sure was very profound, very helpful in the development of my instrument. And yet, I completely zoned out. I just wasn't in it. In that moment, I knew this is not the life for me. I am no longer called to use my voice in this way. And I walked out of that voice lesson into the unknown, because I had worked up to that point for so many years, hours, pouring hours into practice rooms and auditions and competitions and embodying these characters, training my voice, playing these roles, and I was walking away from it all. So I walked out of that lesson into the hills of Vienna, and I was just hiking through the woods surrounding Vienna, like wandering around, like, what am I doing? I've worked so hard to get to this point, and yet something in my spirit told me this is no longer right. You know, it was for a period of time. And when it was, oh, I was in it. Perhaps you can relate in some form to reaching a point in your life where you're called to pivot, where you feel this calling, this pull in a new direction, even if you don't really know where you're going. Usually you don't. I knew I was being called to use my voice in a new way, but I did not know what that new way was. Hence the wandering. But that's all part of the journey, right? We feel the calling. We listen. We go blindly into the unknown, but knowing in our hearts, this is right. I had my notebook with me that I always carried with me wherever I went as I was hiking through the hills of Vienna. And I just started writing. And that writing became songs. And those songs helped me rediscover my voice in a new way. They helped me break the rigidity of the perfectionism that had taken over. Feeling the pressure to recreate the notes exactly as they're written on the page and live up to this standard that's been set for hundreds of years. You know, these songs broke me of that mindset and allowed me to just play with my voice again, to explore my own creativity, to really dig in and find out, like, well, what's the music that's really inside of me? You know, I explored so many genres of music in my studies and experimented with so many styles of singing. And I loved that journey. But now I was being guided to that journey within, to find the music inside of me. That journey of listening to the way my voice wanted to be used. Letting it play, tapping into my own creative well to discover those rivers of living water that flow from that space. When I eventually returned home from Vienna about a year later, back to Ohio in the States where I'm from, I built a business teaching voice, piano, and guitar. And to this day, I love teaching. There's something so special about showing someone what's possible. Like, illuminating this part of their voice they didn't know existed, but has always been there all along. I love guiding them to open this new realm to their voice that brings this moment of, like, is that really me? Is that my voice? Is that really coming from inside of me? Oh, I love that moment. And while the business was what I consider to be a success, and I loved what I was doing, I realized after many years of doing it, that I was devoting so much to my students and I was neglecting my own music, my own voice, my own creativity. And so I burned out. Imagine that. That's what happens when we don't nourish these parts of ourselves that are so alive, but require tender, loving care to thrive. Our creative spirit needs sunlight and water and rich soil and loving words of encouragement to grow, to blossom, to expand and thrive. Or it'll wither away. This is something I learned the hard way, but would understand on a much deeper level when I trained as a creativity coach in the years to come. But in the midst of all of this, my dad got sick with cancer. So not only was I losing my sense of identity as an artist and that creative spark inside of me, but I was also losing my dad. And that pierced my heart in a way I'd never known before. I was blessed with the gift of singing for him as he took his final breath. And while it was one of the most sacred honors of my life, I also felt like a part of me died right along with him. Like a part of my voice went with him. In the years following his death, I retreated. I feel like I went into a cave and I just kind of went silent, closed off the world. I didn't want to show people my darkness. I didn't want to share my voice because it was so ravaged by the tears I was crying. And so swollen with the ones I was holding in. The voice cannot hide what the heart carries. I felt like it would sound too ugly. And so I didn't share it at all. I stopped singing. And then I began telling myself that I was too rusty to start again. That I'd never get it back, that it was lost. That ship had sailed, that part of me was gone. And yet, in that darkness, in that void, that space of silence and grief, God started healing my heart by pouring these songs into me that became the most potent medicine. Like a healing balm for my soul. As I sang these songs that were flowing through me, they cradled me. They held me when I needed it. But as with many creations, While yes, at first it might be for you and your own healing or your own creative fulfillment, creative joy, there comes a point where you realize, okay, this is not just for me. This is meant to be shared with other people as well. Like, this could be medicine for someone else. And yet, it took me so long to be able to share those songs with other people. They just felt so tender, so intimate, so personal. But I also wanted to do them justice, right? So I'd refine them into perfection and kept holding on to them, thinking, not yet. They're not ready yet. They're not quite right. I'll get there. I'm not ready. Those old foes start creeping up again. Perfectionism. Procrastination. The imposter. Comparison. Self-doubt. You know, the many shades or faces of the inner critic. As I was healing, I followed my heart to travel around the world. And yes, my little notebook came right along with me. But as I was hiking to the tops of mountains and going down rivers on boats and riding buses that never seemed to end, and, you know, making my way through a bustling market, these melodies and these lyrics would come to me and I'd just jot them down. My creative spirit was being revived. It was reawakening as I allowed my senses to indulge in a playground of new sights and sounds and tastes and experiences. I found myself singing in caves and toning in pagodas, humming with the drone of a train, singing around campfires, just playing with my voice again. I also dove deep into sound healing during this time, just bringing it full circle. You know, I started out with this pull on my heart towards music therapy, and this winding journey brought me back to the healing power of the voice, perhaps in a different form, but it was a form that felt more free, more intuitive. For me, it was like coming at it from a healing art approach rather than the scientific approach. And yes, the science is there and it's amazing, but the art is what really spoke to me. So as I allowed these songs to flow freely through me, I kind of eased my way into sharing them. At first with one person, then an intimate group, and then a bigger singing circle and live events, in person, virtual, whatever. Just singing with people, joining voices with others again. And at first I was participating. And then I was leading. Finally, stepping into that space that I knew was for me. It was these small steps that helped me gain confidence. They helped me find my courage again. They helped me release that inner critic in favor of raw human connection. They helped me open my heart, reawaken my voice, and let it be heard. This is my prayer for you. I want you to feel the freedom that comes with openly sharing your heart and your gifts and your light. Knowing what it feels like to share the song in your heart and for it to touch someone else's heart. That's what it's all about. It's this human connection we have, this ability to spark creativity in each other, to inspire one another, to awaken something within each other. That's why there's this pull in your heart to share your voice, to share the music inside of you that's been filling you up, aching for release. That is the power of your voice. It has the ability to heal, to inspire, to shine a light, to transform, to touch someone in a way that reminds them who they are. So while you may feel isolated in your music making, you're not alone. And you don't have to travel this road alone. This road from silence to sound. This road from suppressed to fully expressed. From holding it all in to letting it all out. From the inhale to the exhale, just letting that creative process flow through you from the void to incubation to creation and release. This is a space where you are supported on that creative journey. And ultimately for you, as it was for me, this is a healing journey with your voice. From hearing the whispers of something that wants to be born through you, something that wants to be given a voice, to that roar that comes up when you can no longer ignore it and it's time to bring it boldly into the world. But then resistance sets in and you're left feeling frozen, unable to move forward with what you know in your heart will give you life. You are supported. You are loved. I see you. I hear you. And I feel you. My mission is to guide you back home to yourself by transforming your relationship with your voice, reminding you of the song that is yours alone to sing, and inspiring you to breathe life back into it. This is about answering the calling to liberate your creative spirit, to sing your heart open and share your unique vocal offering with others. Answering that knock on the door of your heart that says, the world needs your voice. So within this podcast, I'll be sharing teachings around the voice, expression, creativity, how to activate, unlock, liberate these dormant parts of you that are so longing to see the light of day and breathe a breath of fresh air and set them free in the world. And in doing so, you're setting yourself free. These are lessons that I've learned from my journey as a professional opera singer, a student of music therapy, a voice teacher, a creativity coach, a sound healer and facilitator, a singer-songwriter, an artist in the trenches. This is all of my experience, my education, my training, gathered up into a bouquet, extended out to you from my heart to yours. And I imagine we'll also sprinkle in some music to support the healing journey, some special guests who will share the wisdom they've gathered from their vocal journey, and whatever else inspires us along the way. So this is the vision for the show. But as with all creative projects, I'll listen to the whispers and flow with it, kind of see where it wants to take us. I'll allow it to breathe and grow and blossom into the flower or garden or mighty oak forest that it wants to become. So here's to a new journey, a new beginning, and venturing into the unknown, because yes, this podcast journey is surely that. And I'm so excited. Hey friend, thank you so much for listening. If this episode unlocked something in you or moved you in some way, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you're streaming this, and share this episode with a friend who's been praying for a vocal breakthrough. Until we meet again, keep nurturing that song in your heart. Lots of love.